Task 4. Peacemaking New York Style. You are going to hear different extracts from a radio podcast about an alternative to regular court trials. Match the numbers of the extracts, 1 to 6, with statements P to I, according to the information you hear. Then write the letter in the table below. There are two extra statements you will not need to use. The first extract is an example, and you'll hear it only once. The text is divided into 7 extracts. You will hear all the 7 extracts once, and then, you'll hear them again a second time after a 30-second pause. You will also have 60 seconds to consider your answers at the end. Now you have 60 seconds to read the statements. Don't forget to write your answers on the answer sheet. Example.
Next to the United States and a novel way of fighting crime.
I'm just reminding you, there was the first time we saw you after you had been in treatment for a significant period of time, no one in the courtroom recognized you. That's how far you've come.
I know.
Your progress is amazing. We give you the opportunity, you do the work.
Thank you so much. You've done a lot of great work.
Congratulations.
The court in this promotional video is world famous for the innovative ways in which it delivers justice to the people of Red Hook, a deprived corner of Brooklyn, New York, just south of Manhattan. Something similar was tried in North Liverpool, but it didn't work, and the Ministry of Justice closed it down 5 years ago.
Extract 1.
What's less well known about the Red Hook Community Justice Center is its use of peacemaking, a traditional Native American dispute resolution process. In the Navajo Nation, both parties to a dispute sit in a circle with their supporters and senior members of the community.
It is a circle type of format where you have elders and you have community members that are in distress, but they're also able to bring their support people. So that's other family members that are also affected about what's going on. And they sit in a circle and they pretty much talk it out.
Extract 2.
Peacemaking depends on a number of traditions, such as breaking of bread at the outset. These are designed to bring people together. Another is the talking stick, a piece of wood or any other object that's passed round the circle. Only the person holding the talking stick is allowed to address the circle, so you can't have two people speaking at the same time.
Extract 3.
What's really in contrast to my previous interaction in the criminal justice system is somebody would tell their story, and if they were clearly not telling the truth, you would point it out to them that, you know, you're not telling the truth here, and, you know, you expect me to believe this. Whereas in a peacemaking circle, that judgment isn't made. And you sit and listen to their story, you know, and it's not for me to say whether you're telling the truth about the incident on the street or not. And I found that a very big adjustment to make, right? That it's not the detective here who's cracked the case. It's the person just listening to somebody telling their story.
Extract 4.
A young boy bouncing a ball against the wall of their neighbor in a dense apartment building. Neighbor comes out, tells him to stop. The kid doesn't stop. Neighbor comes out, tells him to stop. The kid's mom comes out. Kid's mom and neighbor get into an argument. That argument turns into an assault. Okay, fine. Case comes to me as an assault case. In court, I can decide whether the people can prove their case beyond a reasonable doubt. If so, that person would get a criminal record, maybe on probation for a couple of years. I'll issue the victim an order of protection. That order of protection is a piece of paper. It tells the defendant or the offender to stay away from the victim, but it is only a piece of paper.
Extract 5.
It's a discussion of how it happened. It's also discussion in terms of the peacemakers talking about how they've handled situations like that in the past. It's a discussion of how the case could affect a person for the rest of their lives, their collateral consequences if you get convicted of a crime. It's a discussion of how everything could have been handled differently. And more importantly, it's a way to discuss and get to the heart of the matter.
Extract 6.
While no one wants to go to jail, they go to jail, they get out. Here you're addressing the underlying issue. You know, you want courts to produce better results. Some people need to be incarcerated. I will be the first one to say some people have to go to jail, but significantly less than the people we send to jail in the United States and across the world, significantly less, because what happens is they get out and the jail doesn't help them overcome the issues and they get out and they're constant recidivists. Whenever I travel, I talk to judges, they say, they don't feel like they're making a difference in court. They feel they're just pushing papers, and they're seeing the same people come through the court system time and time again. That's a system that's got to stop, and that's a system that doesn't work. This works.
Now, listen again. Extract 1.
What's less well known about the Red Hook Community Justice Centre is its use of peacemaking, a traditional Native American dispute resolution process. In the Navajo Nation, both parties to a dispute sit in a circle with their supporters and senior members of the community.
It is a circle type of format where you have elders and you have community members that are in distress, but they're also able to bring their support people. So that's other family members that are also affected about what's going on. And they sit in a circle and they pretty much talk it out.
Extract 2.
Peacemaking depends on a number of traditions, such as breaking of bread at the outset. These are designed to bring people together. Another is the talking stick, a piece of wood or any other object that's passed round the circle. Only the person holding the talking stick is allowed to address the circle, so you can't have two people speaking at the same time.
Extract 3.
What's really in contrast to my previous interaction in the criminal justice system is somebody would tell their story, and if they were clearly not telling the truth, you would point it out to them that, you know, you're not telling the truth here, and, you know, you expect me to believe this. Whereas in a peacemaking circle, that judgment isn't made. And you sit and listen to their story, you know, and it's not for me to say whether you're telling the truth about the incident on the street or not. And I found that a very big adjustment to make, right? That it's not the detective here who's cracked the case. It's the person just listening to somebody telling their story.
Extract 4.
A young boy bouncing a ball against the wall of their neighbor in a dense apartment building. Neighbor comes out, tells him to stop. The kid doesn't stop. Neighbor comes out, tells him to stop. The kid's mom comes out. Kid's mom and neighbor get into an argument. That argument turns into an assault. Okay, fine. Case comes to me as an assault case. In court, I can decide whether the people can prove their case beyond a reasonable doubt. If so, that person would get a criminal record, maybe on probation for a couple of years. I'll issue the victim an order of protection. That order of protection is a piece of paper. It tells the defendant or the offender to stay away from the victim, but it is only a piece of paper.
Extract 5.
It's a discussion of how it happened. It's also discussion in terms of the peacemakers talking about how they've handled situations like that in the past. It's a discussion of how the case could affect a person for the rest of their lives, their collateral consequences if you get convicted of a crime. It's a discussion of how everything could have been handled differently. And more importantly, it's a way to discuss and get to the heart of the matter.
Extract 6.
While no one wants to go to jail, they go to jail, they get out. Here you're addressing the underlying issue. You know, you want courts to produce better results. Some people need to be incarcerated. I will be the first one to say some people have to go to jail, but significantly less than the people we send to jail in the United States and across the world, significantly less, because what happens is they get out and the jail doesn't help them overcome the issues and they get out and they're constant recidivists. Whenever I travel, I talk to judges, they say, they don't feel like they're making a difference in court. They feel they're just pushing papers, and they're seeing the same people come through the court system time and time again. That's a system that's got to stop, and that's a system that doesn't work. This works.
This is the end of the listening part.